The Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
Welcome back to it on a Tuesday. Glad to have you here for the conversation. My next guest I saw momentarily for a few minutes at CPAC last week in National Harbor, Maryland. Always in the center of things, always in the discussion, and one of the people that's either embraced or vilified following these big shooting events, Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Doctor, welcome back to the conversation.
Nice to talk to you, Steve.
And it's always, whether you're embraced by people on my side of the conversation and vilified by those who would be much happier if there were no guns in America, I think is a safe way to put it. One of the things I want to focus on today is repealing the Gun-Free School Zone Act of 1990. Now, yesterday at the White House, governors from around the country gathered. One of those, Jay Inslee of Washington, basically tried to ridicule the president for suggesting that teachers should carry firearms in school to protect students, although that goes on in many states like Texas and Kentucky and elsewhere. And then you've got others that are on the other side of that divide. Where are we? Is this, do you think it's possible to get rid of this act, this Gun-Free School Zone Act of 1990, which has created, in the estimation of many, me being one of them, many, many soft targets? Can it be rolled back?
Right. Well, actually, the 1990 law was thrown out by the Supreme Court, never really enforced. Where it really started in 1995 when they repassed it. The irony when you look at this is that prior to 1995, there was only one mass school shooting in the United States. It was in Stockton, California in 1989. These school shootings started after we passed this law, supposedly to make things safe. And, I'm sure it's not a big surprise to you, but when you read the diaries or other statements from these killers, they may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. They want to go and try to find soft targets where people aren't able to go and defend themselves. And they know that the more, longer it takes for somebody to arrive on the scene with a gun, the more people that they're going to be able to kill. And you look, there are states now that have passed the appropriate state laws to get around the restrictions in the Gun-Free Zone, School Zone Act that was enacted in 95. And there hasn't been any mass public shootings in those places.
You know, it's interesting that you point that it's I didn't realize that since the prior to that law or the enactment of those laws, first in 1990 and then in 1995, basically rolling out these gun-free zones, that there had only been one mass shooting involving a school at any rate. Now, why is it that people can't see that? It's pretty obvious to me here. Before the law, you had one. After the law, you have many. Seems like a pretty direct cause and effect. What am I missing mathematically speaking?
I don't think you're missing anything. I mean, I wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal in 1998 on this, pointing out just the change that had occurred before and after 95 at that time. And, so this isn't the first time.
So hold on, let me be clear about this. You wrote an op-ed in 1998 in the Wall Street Journal pointing out the problems with this law and they created a year before Columbine.
Right.
I mean, you were a harbinger of what here's what's going to happen if we continue. You warned the world in 1998 to some extent by your piece saying this is a bad idea.
Right. No, I tried very strongly arguing that we need to get rid of the law. We're going to see more of these types of shootings.
The fact of the matter is the left is never going to stop until there is zero civilian gun ownership or single-shot guns only, single-shot rifles, single-shot shotguns, and so on and so forth. They're never going to rest. I saw Jay Inslee yesterday, the governor of Washington, clearly laying his groundwork to run for president in 2020, in my estimation. I mean, I just don't see if the left ever stops. They never retreat. They're always there. They're always pushing. There's always pressure. Their only goal is to take all guns out of the hands of civilians. I believe that to be true, and I think you may as well.
No, I think that's the case, too. I mean, they're always trying to do these margins. So it wasn't until 1994 that you had these age restrictions on people being able to go and buy guns. And now they want to increase it further. But, you know, you hear arguments that, people's brains aren't developed until age 25. So I wouldn't be surprised at some point in the future they're going to say, well, you know, people under age 25 shouldn't be able to go and buy guns. And if they pass these background checks on private transfers, it would be a felony for anybody, let's say, over 21 then, to even loan a gun to somebody who's 20 years of age. And, you know, these discussions, we had a horrible event where somebody 19 used a gun in a horrible way. But on the other hand, you have plenty of 20-year-olds who use guns to go and defend themselves. And, you know, maybe we wouldn't even have had that type of attack if we'd gotten rid of the gun-free school.
You know, it's interesting.
I mean, we have schools right now in the United States, in 25 states, that to varying degrees allow teachers and staff to carry guns.
Correct.
And not one of those schools have we ever had a mass public shooting.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned you couldn't even loan a gun to somebody under 21. I assume that would extend to families. The way I learned about firearms was from my father.
Right.
You know, and close oversight, and here's how it functions, and here's how it works, and this is a shotgun and a handgun and a semi-automatic and a bolt action and all that. It would be a way to dumb down the people about guns. Real quickly, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I mean, I can't tell you how frustrated I am by this whole debate. You know, as I say, for 20 years, I've been trying to point out the dangers with these gun-free zones. Democrats won't even talk about this. You know, you see how these killers consistently, time after time, pick these gun-free zones. Over 98% of the mass public shootings in the United States have taken place in those areas where general citizens have been banned from being able to go and protect themselves. Instead, what happens is...
Pretty obvious. It's gun-free zone.